Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're not a Patreon, you are missing out.
You are.
Because this week we have none other than Prince Andrew and the Omaha Bomber as guests. So it's going to be interesting.
I think what Red meant to say was the Oklahoma Bomber.
Who's the Omaha Bomber?
There is no Omaha Bomber.
How do you even spell Omaha? Fucking hell.
Omaha, exactly how it sounds.
Okay, go on, try and spell it.
O-M-A-H-A.
Nope. O-M-A-G-H, smarty pants. Think before you speak. Oh, yeah, there is. The Omaha bombing. Unlucky. Bombing caused both outrage. It was in Omaha. Oh, it's Northern Ireland.
Oh, you're talking about Omar.
Omar.
Omar. There's no G in Omar.
No, because... Anyway.
I'm going to kill myself, and Red's going to do the Patreon episode with my dead body.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe. Year is
pod. It's our best episode yet.
Patreon.com/year is pod.
The year is with Red and Bobby.
Welcome to the Year Is Podcast, the podcast where every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the strangest things from that year.
Hello.
This is Red Richardson.
I am Red Richardson. And you are listening to The Year Is.
No, we just said that.
I know. I'm just...
We don't have to reiterate.
I was doing my own take on it.
No, we don't both introduce the show. That's such a boring
start.
So,
Bobby, have you been reading Spare, the new book by Prince Harry?
Wow, his smooth transition.
Yeah, broadcasting.
That's what Red's known for, is his broadcasting abilities and smooth transitions. No, I think you're more into it than me.
I am. I've been reading snippets of it in the paper. I think what happened is he went, I don't want to be in the royal family. We all went, cool. And then he went to America and he's like, my parents are mean to me, or my dad. And then we all went, oh. And then he hasn't stopped.
Yeah, but America cares. That's the thing.
Well, they love it.
Yeah.
They absolutely love it. Also, I think they were taking so much heat for racism that they kind of enjoyed that, you know. Do you know what I mean? Like, they really went for that.
Yeah.
Like, you guys can fuck off.
It's not us.
Yeah. And then Harry's like, oh, you know, the press hounded me when my mum died. And you go, yep, that's awful. They hounded your mum too. Awful. And then he's like, oh, I did coke and I fucked an old woman in a field. And you're like, don't need that.
Wait, what? Yeah. Although I do kind of need it.
I know what you mean. I'm torn between thinking he's a fucking idiot or thinking he's the best value royal since... Prince Andrew.
He's great.
Since whoever. Has there been a fun one? Well, the thing is with Harry, you weren't in this country, but Harry was. Harry should be like Andrew Tate now. You know what I mean? Like the noughties, he was dressing up as a Nazi. He was having sex with loads of women. There's always reports that he was mean to poor people and would do impressions of them. So he was like a medieval prince. He was everything we hope that Kate Middleton's youngest is going to be. You know, the one who hit her in public. Yeah, him. So that was Harry, and now he's sort of gone from that, you know, to this sort of weirdly, like, woke mental health expert who also says I killed 25 Taliban and I'm fucking doing mushrooms in LA.
Listen, it's a complicated life he's had.
It is. It really is.
Any of the things he said would be worth a book.
Yeah.
My mom was Princess Diana, worth a book.
Yep.
I killed 25 Taliban, worth a book.
It really is, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got kicked out of the royal family, or left, worth a book.
Worth a book, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a hot book.
Yeah, it is. But it's also just like, I don't, it just sounds a bit like, it's just like, the lung. My family won't stop leaking and planting. It's like, mate, this is just you.
Well, he got sick of leaking and planting, so he's like, I'm going to leak everything. Here it all is. Nothing more to leak, guys.
William teabagged me when I was asleep. But it's a bit much now.
No way. He's making money. He's selling books.
More. What's he going to keep doing? How much more can he leak?
He's selling books.
They're going to have to fucking kill him.
Highest
but the other thing
is
like, my family won't speak to me. It's like, yeah, because if you speak to them, you'll be on Good Morning Britain 24 hours later saying exactly what they said to you.
Yeah. Charles must be like, is it okay? Is it, are we allowed to give him the Diana treatment?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, Charles, people figure it out. You can't.
Well, they're just ignoring him. William beat him up, which I think he deserved.
I don't
literally
know.
I think he did. And I was also, what was funny is a comedian said that when he said, oh, they broke my necklace, this comedian tweeted going, I bet you that necklace was leather with a shark's tooth on it. And then he was on that show, Seth Meyers, is it? Late Night with Seth, drinking tequila. And he goes, have you got the necklace? He goes, yeah, I do, actually. He pulls it out. And it's a leather necklace with like these metal. He's got like his kid's heartbeat on it. And like, it was exactly what was pictured. But I do like the idea that our future king just walked into the palace and beat up his errant, squealing little brother, which is it is good. People on the internet were saying, that's abuse. It's like, it's not. That's just brothers, isn't it? Really?
I think it's abuse, and I think it's wrong to beat up your brother no matter what he does.
I think if your brother goes on Oprah and calls you out. Also, he's writing about his brother's baldness in his book, saying he was shocked by it.
I like that.
Yeah, he's really shitting on everyone.
Yeah.
And then there was the tape, which I played before we started airing, is him talking about frostbite on his penis at his brother's wedding.
It's happened, everybody.
Yeah.
We all...
I was oscillating between extreme discomfort. And then he says that he had some Elizabeth Arden cream that his mum used to put on her lips, and he was rubbing it on his todger, which is the word he uses.
Yeah, that's weird because it makes you think about his mom sucking his dick.
Yeah. Well, he's thinking about
Stop connecting your mom's lips to your penis.
Where next for Harry? Is it stand-up? I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
I'd love it. I'll write for him.
He would honestly... Actually, to be honest, because you know he's doing a lot of drugs in the US.
I hope so.
I have a contact who says he sells in mushrooms. Well, a friend of a friend sells in mushrooms. Legit. Heard it on WhatsApp, where everything's true.
Yeah, WhatsApp is the new WikiLeaks.
Bastion of truth.
WhatsApp is the new WikiLeaks.
Get six men in a WhatsApp group. There's never a truer word said. Anyway... Apparently he's doing loads of mushrooms, but he says it in his book. Apparently he goes, I put the kids to bed. I walk around, check the doors. And it's like, you have security. Shut the fuck up. Do you know what I mean? You're not Steven Seagal. And he goes, I check all the doors, and I just sit on the balcony and smoke a spliff. And it's like, right, so you check all the windows and doors, then open one of them, sit on the balcony, and incapacitate your abilities.
Look, he's never going to be a guy we like, because regardless, he's still
a prince.
He's still a little cunt.
Yeah, he's a
he's just
little
a little
fuck.
Cunt that left the party,
the
pyramid scheme that is the royal family. So he's never going to be somebody we're all like, I empathize with your journey. He's always going to be a bit of a joke.
You know,
because...
Well, the idea of it was
always... He still has a cushion of like 30 million or whatever the number is.
The royals, they stand up straight. Fat Americans come from all over America and visit. You know, you go past Buckingham Palace at any time, there's an idiot taking a photo outside of it. And that's what they're for, to keep those people coming and putting money into our economy. They stand up straight, they shake people's hand, they pretend that they don't absolutely loathe all the poor people they're speaking to. And then they go back to their castles, and we hope that they have a good time behind closed doors. But we don't want to hear about their struggles.
Anything. But you're wrong. Highest selling book of all time. People love it.
Because he's a fucking snitch.
He's a great little snitch. I love it. I would love, although like on a very personal level, if I think like I come from a fucked up family, if I think of writing this book about my family, I'm like, that's so mean.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it is.
Even like if I stopped talking to them.
90 mil?
90 mil.
Yeah.
That's the number.
Well, that's what they got 80 for the Netflix series. He got 25.
I would do it for 90 mil because I'd cut them in. I'd say, hey, guys, look, we're gonna change our names.
Oh, yeah. My family wouldn't care.
Yeah.
My dad would be like, apparently for another 10 mil, you could say I molested you. So fucking throw that in there. Just throw it in.
Get the money.
Yeah, just get the money. I don't care. It's a lie. Yeah, stand up next for Harry. Or he's going to fight one of the Paul brothers.
That would be great.
He's just the trail. He's like, I killed 25 men in Afghanistan. Do you think I give a fuck about a YouTuber? Elizabeth, I love what the right-wing media keep going, Elizabeth is turning in her grave. And there's that butler who, like, shagged Diana, maybe shagged Diana, Paul Burrell, did he shag, or he's just mates with her. He, like, wrote a book, and, like, he was, like, the first one to write
the book.
He
got out there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Literally, on, like, the day after she died, he was pulling out the typewriter and blowing up fucking, yeah.
Type!
But he's done that, and he's gone, Diana, the Diana I knew would be turning in her grave. Like, shut up, you know?
Also, while she was dying, her son was up on charges of grooming, like, having sex with a teen.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if this is really...
Well, that's, to be honest, in terms of tradition, that's way more in keeping with the royal family than what he's doing.
Yeah, if anything, he's just... if anything, for their values, he's just a throwback to an earlier time.
Yeah, yeah, he's a proper traditionalist.
Whereas Harry is like a new age snitch.
Well, you got to remember, Diana was 16 when she met Charles, who I believe was like 28.
And?
Yeah, well, no. do you know what I mean? It's like,
no, I do, of course.
So, of course, Andrew's like, what do you mean? You know?
Yeah.
But for the old, you know, royals, they go, well, you know, is that worse than going to America and going on chat shows? And they'll go, no, it's not. Because it, in their minds, what he's done is worse.
Yeah, and that's why maybe get rid of them.
But he keeps going, the media keep planting stories about me. He was on Seth Meyers again, that show, and he went, oh, the media planted the thing about the Taliban. It's like, it's in your book. And he goes, they took it out of context. And he goes, and they didn't describe why I did it. You know why I mentioned that? To stop soldiers from committing suicide. Mental health is the fucking ejector seat.
Yes.
Of all ejectors.
Yes.
In trouble, mental health. Boom, see you later. You know what I mean? You can just get out of it.
I killed people. You've killed people. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, it's okay not to be okay.
I think on a moral level, like, look, killing the Taliban, I don't really, I'm not like...
No, fair enough.
Why are we all pretending to be offended?
Yeah, yeah, no
by him killing the Taliban. Yeah. We all hate the Taliban currently.
I think we're offended because we all know secretly he actually sat in the base playing Xbox.
Yeah, it's that he didn't do it. It's that he's lying.
He didn't lie. It's awesome.
Yeah, I want to see the bodies, Harry.
Apparently he went on two flights, and they would have been like, he was probably going over Wales, and they just told him it was Afghanistan. Do you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't there.
Yeah, because if he was in the battlefield, the Taliban would have been like, okay, we're going to get every troop we have and capture Prince Harry.
Yeah. No, of course. It would have been the ultimate head.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you're ISIS and you get Harry? That's just like, that's like a four special Netflix deal for us.
Yeah. That's a big time. You're also going to be dead within 6 months, though. That's what's crazy
about.
They're
all going to be dead anyway, and with Graham from Ipswich, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, you're fucked.
Go out big.
Go out big. You know? Oh, God, they would have had a riot with him. Tell them that you're, you know, just all the stuff they could have gotten him to do.
Write that book.
Write the book. Convert to Islam. Get Harry on camera going. The Queen would be like, kill him. Kill him. I wonder what Andrew's thinking of all of this, because he just can't, because now, what do you call it? Harry's gone after Andrew in his book. He said, why was I getting no protection when Andrew still gets full security and he's under investigation for sex crimes?
Yes.
Andrew must be like, can you just shut the fuck up, please?
Well, he is.
Yeah, of course, you know.
In another life, he'd be in prison, so he's doing all right.
The funny thing is Andrew will know so many famous, still working people who are involved in exactly the same thing as him. And he will be like, see them at the Oscars. He'll be at home watching TV and go, they did way worse. You know what I mean? But he can't say anything because he's in the circle of trust.
Yeah.
And Ghislaine, shout out to Ghislaine. It's the sturdiest. Steady ship. If I was in any organized crime.
Loyal dog.
That is a strong shoulders on that woman. Do you know what I mean? She could have had the whole house of cards. Honestly.
While she knows they'll kill her.
Yeah, but then she's also in jail for 25. Who gives a shit, you know?
Yeah.
To be honest, I wouldn't want to be a known, the world's most famous female nonce, you know, like in jail, in female prison. Like, fuck that. You know,
she could go out big.
You know what mean women can be to each other.
Yeah.
You probably call her fat and stuff. made her
please stop.
They had a party in one of their cells and they didn't invite me. That sort of stuff.
She'll be running that place by now.
Yeah, she'll manipulate everyone. She probably still has a bit of money as well.
A bit. Her family's still loaded.
Well, yeah, no one ever knew where
her
the money went.
Her commissary's going to be pretty stacked.
Yeah, yeah. No one knew where the cash went. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Bill Clinton sends a monthly check. You know?
Just, like, be like, hey, sending her cigarettes.
Yeah.
The Clintons are just... Of course. She's getting cigarettes from Clinton, Trump, Bill Gates.
She's not short on Elizabeth Arden cream. That's sure. There's a steady stream of it coming.
Yeah.
She gets Pizza Expresses delivered to her door every day. But yeah, so that's what's been happening. I wonder what else can unfold. What else can he tell us now, you know? Because he's gonna have to get more and more sorted for...
The next book.
Me and William had a wanking contest, and William comes so quick, you know, just disgusting. It's
no,
gonna
the
get
next
worse.
Book's going to be like, I think he should just do vivid sexual descriptions of every encounter.
Mm.
Like, they're a bit brief, you know? Yeah. I want to know how he felt through every thrust.
Yeah.
I want details, you know?
Yeah.
I want, when he talks, like, you know, you don't like your dad, how do you want him to die, you know?
The thing is, now he's in an L.A. smoking weed. What if he starts, like, appropriating, like, African-American L.A. culture? And his next book, he's like, I was all up in that booty.
He can't. The thing is... He knows. He'll have advisors.
The thing
is,
we could write for him. He's paranoid. He's stoned. If we get in touch with him, we sit around with him. You know, he has a few spliffs. We sit there and we go, you know, you're so fucking funny, actually, Harry.
Yeah.
That's what no one knows about you, is how funny you are.
Yeah, he would love that.
And he go, do you think I am? I'm pretty actually quite funny.
Yeah.
And we go, yeah. And he'd tell us a joke he wrote when he was younger. And we go, that, and it would be a pun. It would be horrible. You know what I mean? Then we'd start to write for him.
That'd be great.
Thousands a day. I wonder what Megan's thinking, because everyone thinks she's going to leave him, because he's fully lost it. He went, yeah, let's go, and now he's really gone.
Oh, she won't leave. She has nothing without him.
Well, she's got the second book, which is why I left the Royal L.A. hell. Because at one point he did reveal, he goes, we just wanted to live in California for a bit as well. And you go, this is what this was all about. And he goes, oh, we didn't say the royal family were racist. It's like, I mean, that was the whole takeaway from that fucking interview.
They are, of course they're racist.
Yeah. They're over 80.
Well, also, they're an organization
built on
genetic superiority.
Of course.
Like, they're the whole idea is we're
chosen
better than
by
you
God.
Because we were chosen.
Yeah.
Give us money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think they're better than white people in the country. What, you know what I mean? It's like, of course.
We're the best white people, even though we're also some of the ugliest. Figure that out.
But that's how it works. You can't have everything.
Yeah. Wait.
But, of course, you know, like, they're not going to be like, you know, ask Megan her pronouns when she walks in, are they? You know what I mean? Like, who? Surprise, surprise, Prince Philip wasn't woke.
But there is a difference between not being surprised by something and something still being wrong.
It's still wrong.
Yeah, we could expect it.
It's still wrong. But it's also like, yeah, that's, you know, it's not a fucking scoop.
No.
Well, it was made out to be.
But it is a scoop because
we're
talking about it for 20 minutes.
We are, and it happened 2 years ago.
Yes.
So but he's back in the frame. He's like, the press won't stop planting. So it's like, because you literally are doing an interview every single day.
He's doing great.
You're like Twitch streaming your grandma's funeral, for God's sake.
That would have been cool. That would have been really cool, actually. I wish he did that.
Yeah.
I'd sign up to Twitch for that. Also, but he'd have to compete with people playing video games, and that is actually, I don't know.
Mm.
That's pretty good to watch.
I think William would be quite good to watch. Him stoned. There'll be a song. I guarantee you there's an acoustic guitar in his house in California, and he's considered it.
He's going to do an album?
I think he plays, and I think he's considered it. No one wears a leather shark tooth necklace and doesn't have some awful tracks in them, you know?
Led Zeppelin covers.
We will indeed. Anyway, enough of this bullshit. Now it's time to go back to 1987, 2 years before my birth.
When was Harry born?
86, I think.
My year.
Yeah, same. So how old are you?
37.
You're not 37, are you?
Yeah.
You're 4 years older than me. Fucking hell.
Well, that, right.
Creaky.
You know what that's called in our friendship? Maturity gap.
No wonder we have different beliefs about stuff.
No, you have the beliefs of a 50s dad.
If I was going to have a child, Bobby would go, I wonder what color it's going to come out to be.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
It means you're old and you've got old views.
No, you are the one with old conservative views. I'm a young liberal guy who just wants to hold on to his own money and not pay high taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so a year after Harry. one-year-old Harry probably still thinking of ways to ruin this country, even at 1 year. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, he's one, you're one. I'm not born yet. I'm not about.
A great time to be alive.
You know who else was born? Not just Harry and Bobby. Bow Wow, the rapper. Do you remember Lil Bow Wow?
Is he dead?
No, but you think he is dead. You know, he's one of those
guys. I thought Lil Bow Wow died years ago.
Well, he... In what sense? He was massive for a bit. Do you remember Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah, let's start a rumor that he's dead. I feel like if I tweet, guys, I really miss Lil Bow Wow, I feel like I could get it going.
Well, he got in a lot of trouble recently. The worst kind of, it's not even worse, but it's like he was on a plane and he pretended it was a private jet. And then, like, because there was no one sat behind him, he's just like chilling in the jet. So he took the, he obviously queued up to get on first.
Okay.
So he still paid for speedy boarding, which isn't cheap, but it wasn't a private jet. He took a photo, and then someone zoomed in and worked out, this isn't a private jet, you fucking loser.
So wait, but was it first class?
No, I don't think it was. So he was, you know, speedy boarding, though.
Yeah.
And he got on, and they were not happy about it at all. But it's like, he's been in Fast and Furious, you know? He's done, he was a hit, he had a hit song, Bow Wow Wow, Yippee-O, Yippee-A, when he was, that was like 2001, so he's like 14.
Yeah, it's hard when your best work, Bow Wow Wow, Yippee-Yi, Yippee-A, comes when you're 14.
Yeah.
What do you do then? You're kind of like Mozart, you know, you've peaked and you've released your best.
Yeah, it's, oh God, I wish I was 13 again. I had all this shit. Whereas most of us, I always find it weird when people go, oh, to be young again. I don't want to be young again. It was shit.
Well, there's comedians like that who, like, their whole act plays off the fact that, like, isn't it crazy that this young person is saying this, and they'll just kill. But then there's a day.
When you see them.
Where the bags under their eyes start to form. Yeah. And they still look, they just look like an old baby.
Yeah.
And the party's over. They say they're cute, funny, like quips.
Yeah.
And everyone just looks at them like, and?
Yeah, of course.
You're a man now. What do you got?
No, of
course.
You
look like a kid with a briefcase. Yeah. Fucking give us something.
Yeah, there's a few acts like that. Bow Wow became a rapper at the age 3. Under the name Kid Gangster.
Well, I feel like Bow Wow's parents decided he was a rapper. Little Bow Wow's parents said, you're a rapper. And he said, I don't speak yet.
Well, he became interested in rap at 3 and he called himself Kid Gangster.
Okay.
He began rapping recreationally at the age 6. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, it means rapping, but not.
He was also a fan of NWA at that age. NWA.
His parents had great taste.
Yeah, 6
NWA
years old.
NWA is fucking great, by
they
the
were,
way.
But I mean, for 6, he maybe... Well, it's better than Baby Shark. I'd rather my kids listen to Straight Outta Compton than Baby
Fuck
Shark.
Fuck the Police is way better than Baby Shark.
Yeah, though actually, if you dig into the late other albums, there's a few B-side tracks that are fairly problematic now. In
listen,
terms
all
of
it's problematic.
Treatment of women.
You can't sweat the details.
No, no.
With rap.
You just sort of nod along and enjoy the vibe.
Yeah, enjoy the vibe and not the opinions.
So in 1993, at the age of 6, he performed at a concert in Los Angeles and was noticed by rapper Snoop Dogg, who gave him the stage Lil Bow Wow, or the stage name Lil Bow Wow. I prefer Kid Gangster. No? Anyway, he then appeared on the Doggy Style album on the track G's and Hustlers. Have you heard that song?
No.
This is for the G's, this is for the Hustlers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No place for a 6-year-old to even be listening to that song, let alone featuring on it, but fair enough. Irresponsible from Snoop Dogg. Went on the Arsenio Hall show.
Hello, my name is Red Richardson. I'm an old 50s dad. That was irresponsible of Snoop Dogg to have that 6-year-old boy in 1993 on his track.
Then he was on Gin and Juice.
Okay.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping
That's
on gin
actually
juice.
Two huge songs.
Massive songs. Furthermore, he was supposed to appear on the Murder Was the Case soundtrack. Do you know about Murder Was the Case?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, for anyone who doesn't know, was involved in an altercation with a man who ended up dead. Snoop Dogg and his bodyguard were put on trial for murder, and then the judge said it was self-defense. Snoop Dogg then released an album called Murder Was the Case. Yes. So the 6-year-old was on that. Where are his parents is what I want to know.
Snoop Dogg seems so fun, though.
He does, but like... He's fucking, like, clearly, like, me too to a million people. You know what I mean?
No. No, we can't say that without any evidence.
Well, just watch a music video from the 90s.
No.
Okay, fine. But anyway, like...
He's the godfather to my child.
Snoop Dogg.
Rhett, yeah, don't accuse. I know you thought you were the Godfather, but there's other Godfathers. Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Is that why your child's first word was the N-word?
Let's just let that sit for a second.
Okay.
Let's just let that sit.
Anyway, we'll carry on. Age 11, Bow Wow meets record producer Jermaine Dupri, who helped shape his career. He had a soundtrack in the movie Wild Wild West, featuring the song Stick It Up with Dupri, 11-year-old trying to stick... Go away, mate. Age 13... He had an album called, debuted to the album Beware of the Dog.
Are we reading his autobiography? What's happening?
No, I'm just giving you the lowdown. Okay. As if, Bobby, every week you'll go, in 1402, at Mount Flumintotepun,
just because I have problems,
people who went
just
to
because
school,
I have problems.
He went back, and me and Jody just sit there going, when is this going to end?
Right, just I'm because just giving I, have you his problems, back I have problems reading doesn't mean I should be mocked.
This is from my research, anyway. he has a name change, changed his name to Lil Mike.
From Bow Wow.
Again, Bow Wow's better, but Kid Gangster was better than Bow Wow. And then it all kind of goes downhill a bit, but not really, like, downhill for him, but for us.
It'd be uphill.
Brilliant. Yeah,
Little Bow Wow's worst day would still be better than our best day.
Of course. He's signed by Bad Boy Records.
What is happening with your throat, Red?
I'm allergic to this room. Do you want to hear about Bow Wow's legal issues?
Oh, I want to hear.
March 28th, 2012. It was announced that Bow Wow was ordered by a court to pay $3,000 a month in child support. Fucking... A lot of guys get bogged down by the old child support. Especially rappers. There's always a child support case. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
I feel bad for them. There's always a huge amount of money.
But what about the child? He needs to...
What do you think the government's for?
You think people should... have children, and then the government should pay for the children to be raised, and they should just leave, abandon the child.
By this point, Bow Wow's 25 years old. He's a young man.
Okay.
And he shouldn't be forking out $3,000 a month of his own cash. What for?
He's a famous person.
That's a million baby bucks. Yeah, but it's gone a bit downhill now, Bobby.
$3,000 a month is actually what, like, a normal person pays.
A 25-year-old. He just wants to live his life.
Poor Bow Wow.
I know, poor Bow Wow. But yeah, so he's got to pay that. I love that he had to go to court for it. Have you seen 50 Cent's like son did a TikTok saying, my dad only gives $6,000 a month. And 50 Cent put up a video where a gangster shoots his son in the film. And you're like, okay, nice. On October 2nd, 2012, Bow Wow claimed he was broke and only making $4,000 a month. See? So then he's only got $1,000 a month to spend on... This is why he's got to lie about private jets. Because of this pesky kid... He only had $1,500 in his checking account. However, the next day he signed on to be one of the four new co-hosts of BET's 106 and Park. Later on, he would address this by saying, one thing about me, I'm a smart guy. Very smart. I like this. Things I do are for reasons. Yeah, to get away from paying your kids. The things I don't do are for reasons. So for myself, I'm comfortable. Very comfortable. I like this. For me, it's all about the work. But as far as rumors are, those are people's opinions. Until you see me on a corner with a cardboard box saying, I'll tap dance for food or canned goods, then you can say that.
If I was him, I'd rap.
I would too. I would as well.
That's your skill. Don't try to learn to tap dance. You've spent 20 years honing your rap abilities.
Yeah, and I was only joking. He should be paying child support.
Well, that's good. I don't want the single mothers listening to this podcast.
Single mothers don't listen to this podcast. They've been through
They
enough.
Could listen to this podcast.
They don't. They, listen
they
to
do, just to be reminded why they're happy the man left.
The men are not here.
They're like, thank God one of these cunts is not in my house every day. I might have to do everything, but I don't have to sleep beside one of these sweaty losers.
Well, it gets worse. This always happens. February 2nd, 2019.
Of course.
Try and guess what the charge is.
I can't guess.
Arrested in Atlanta, Georgia for battery after a fight with a woman. Again.
Was he convicted?
At the time of the arrest, both suffered minor injuries. That sounds like it was an actual fight.
I don't know if it was an actual...
It's not a beat, you know. They both had injuries. And it was unclear who the aggressor was, so both parties were charged. They were taken to Fulton County Jail. But he was released from jail...
Hopefully not the same
afternoon
cell.
...afternoon after being held. 8,000 signature bond. Bow Wow lives in Atlanta, Georgia, along with his mother. Bow Wow has a daughter, Shia Moss, the one he doesn't pay for. Oh, he's done quite good stuff. He left a 15-city walk across America to register new voters.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. He played in a charity football game organized by Chris Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the charity?
They don't say, but it's
for men who are falsely accused of consistently hitting
for
women.
For men who are on trial for domestic violence.
Yeah. Those men need help too.
Yeah. So, you know, he's done stuff.
Hey, do women keep saying you punch them in the face, but you can't afford the lawyer bills because you lost your job for also punching someone in the face at work? Well, we're here to help you. Today, we're playing football so we can pay your legal bills and help you continue to abuse people and not pay child support.
I mean, there's a lot of causes out there. I can't judge and say which is more important than others. You know?
I think you can, Joe.
Well, I'm not here to judge.
Yeah.
So I got it wrong about the plane. What actually happened is he had a stock photo. This is worse. He wasn't even on a plane. He had a stock photo.
Wait, what? So you just told me a 5-minute story and then got to the bottom of Wikipedia.
But I'm not here to judge.
And then realized the story you just told isn't true.
It's the bottom of my studies. He had a stock photo saying he was on a private jet, and it was actually taken from a MIA VIP transportation website and was a stock photograph. So he photoshopped himself onto a private jet and said, "Happy holidays, guys," or something like that. So that was it. Well, and it started a trend called the Bow Wow Challenge, where you'd like lie about where you were.
I feel like the guy who photoshopped that photo for him did not get paid. He's like, "I'm still awaiting payment on my invoice." And Bow Wow's like, "Sorry, man, these things have just been a bit tough lately. I'm living off $1,000 a month.
Yeah. My horrible 3-year-old child is guzzling all my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that was that.
That's Bow Wow.
That is Bow Wow. A legend is born. 87. Lionel Messi. The greatest footballer of all time. The debate is over.
I know nothing about this.
Well, for the last 10 years, there's been a debate about who's better, Ronaldo or Messi. And though winning the World Cup, either way, 7 games doesn't prove it. It just is the icing on the cake, and it just sort of says, actually, Messi's way better.
Since I know nothing about him, I'm just going to say things I think could be true.
Okay.
Messi, one thing that doesn't get said enough about him, very long balls. So sometimes when he goes to the bench, which isn't often because he plays most games for most of the game, he sits on his balls. And it hurts a lot. And, you know, does he complain about it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Does he tell people, "Hey, guys, I just sat on my balls"? No. He just deals with it. And that's why he's a hero to me.
Yep, good stuff.
Okay, now you give a fact about him.
A fact about Messi: after they won the World Cup in Argentina, 1 in 72 babies was called Lionel that was born.
Okay,
there's going to be a lot of and Leonellas for girls.
Another fact about Messi:
if
you saw him without a shirt on, you'd
which
think
the world has
his nipples were women's.
No, everyone in the world's seen his nipples.
He has women's nipples.
Anyway, he...
Honestly, if you opened your eyes, if you opened your eyes and his nipples were in front of you, you'd think, "Who is this beautiful woman shoving her breast into my mouth?" But then you'd zoom out a little, see a bit of chest hair.
He doesn't have chest hair.
See Lionel Messi, and then you think,
"None
oh my
of
God,
this is correct." He did have hormone treatment.
Oh my God, it's Lionel Messi.
None
and
of this is
And then you'd
correct.
Put his nipple into your mouth. Because you're so excited to suck on Lionel Messi's pet.
You know, if I don't know about something, I don't make up a perverted story about it just to avoid the fact. I just listen.
Okay, you can go
I,
next.
I stop and
You can
listen.
Go again.
Basically, I brought this up because I was so happy he won the World Cup. Because it's weird. I love him so much. He's a billionaire and I care about him. He's nearly a billionaire. It's weird that I care about him so much. Never met him. He's got a great life as it is. But I worry about him, and I worried he wasn't going to win the World Cup, and I hurt when he hurts. So it was a great, great moment when he did win the World Cup, because him and Ronaldo's allegedly sex offender, allegedly, but he's also a bit of a dick. I don't know what that should have been covered by the, you know.
Wait.
You'd think I'd covered it.
No, but you said
weird.
It like...
He's got like 4 artificially inseminated children. He's just a bit...
Wait, the children have been artificially inseminated. That's horrible. He's having children and then filling them with his sperm.
Yeah.
What a horrible thing to do.
It's weird.
Ronaldo, why are you filling these children with your sperm?
He lives in these, like, Ex Machina-style houses, you know, these weird, creepy houses.
He has more than one house. He lives in different houses.
They're all like, yeah, of course he does. He's worth, like, $500 million. Okay. But he's just a bit of a whinger, and he's sort of, like, very... Whereas Messi's this tiny guy who's just humble... and godlike on the pitch. Ronaldo does these great, you know, he's a brilliant goal scorer and stuff like that. Messi does everything and he sort of lets other people take penalties. And it's a real sort of good versus bad fight and good one.
It's because when Lionel was a child, he had a dog. And,
yeah.
His dog's name, do you know it?
Rupert.
Good guess. And that's right. And Rupert... the fact that you guessed on the first guess is actually very impressive.
I love Messi. Carry on, Bobby, for fuck's sake. Go on.
He loved this dog, right? And he'd always pet him. And take him for walks.
Mm.
And then one day, he took him for a walk. Dog got off the leash. And he couldn't find Rupert. He looked everywhere for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then... he saw someone walking a dog that was like Rupert.
Yep.
And so he took that dog. Mm-hmm. And he called the dog Rupert. But deep down, he always knew it wasn't Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started playing football.
Mm.
That's a true story.
Okay. That's heartbreaking and touching. All at the same time. You know, Stallone sold... this is Stallone's story, so I don't actually believe it because everything he says is like Rocky. You know what I mean? He says that... he sold his dog to fund the Rocky movie.
And then he bought it back. That's a great story.
Bought it back. He's full of shit. He says he sold the dog for £300 so he could live.
Dollars.
Dollars. But still, he's buying a dog for $300 in 1974.
Yeah.
No one. What was it? A fucking Bengal tiger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he could live off that. And he wrote the movie. And then he bought the dog back for $21,000.
Mm.
Complete lie. Absolute bullshit. He's one of these Americans who just talks shit. You know what I mean? Like everything's like a story, you know, and that kid grew up to be Albert Einstein. You know, it's like they told me I couldn't do anything.
Reminds me a bit of a Lionel Messi's upbringing, actually.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Well, no, but we're talking about stories about people who make stuff up. Lionel.
Yeah.
He was a bit of a liar. Because you know that story I told you about his dog?
No.
Just now I told you a story about
Lionel's
dog.
Oh, and it was
dog.
A lie, yeah.
Rupert.
It's a lie.
You're guessing. You're trying to guess what I'm going to say.
Okay, go on. What were you going to say?
No, the dog wasn't a lie. The lie was he said he stole a dog that looked like Rupert and called it Rupert.
Yeah.
Actually, the dog he stole looked nothing like Rupert. The dog he lost was a black lab, and the dog he stole was a golden retriever, similar sized dogs but different coloring. That's it.
Okay. That's nice. February 20th. A second Unabomber bomb explodes at Salt Lake City computer store in the United States. Are you familiar with the Unabomber?
Yeah, we read his manifesto, remember?
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
We've covered him.
We have talked about him, but again, worth covering. Mm. He wrote a great manifesto about the dangers of technology, which was pretty on point.
Mm-hmm. 35,000 word manifesto.
Because people didn't take his manifesto seriously.
Yeah.
He blew a bunch of people up. Not the best way to get your message out.
He also wasn't a very good bomber because he'd set off fuck loads of bombs and he only killed 3 people, which is a lot. You know, that's 3 more than I've killed, but 10 less than Jody. But no, that's a lot of bombings to let off. How many did he let off? It was.
But you're comparing him to serial killers.
Yeah.
Compared to someone with 0 kills, that's a lot.
Yes, like, yes.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, there's a lot here. There's a lot of bombings. But he was found out from his brother, who had a sort of Prince Harry element to him, his brother, didn't he?
Yeah, his brother was a snitch.
But he kept... What's weird is his brother hired a private detective because they kept going, does anyone know who this might be? Does this language sound like anyone? And the guy's wife went, that's your mental brother. He speaks just like this. This is exactly how he talks. Or the phrase he used, or the beliefs, and he went, yeah, it might be him. Then it was a similar area as well. So his brother hired a private detective to watch him. And the guy's like, yeah, I think your brother's the... And then they went to the FBI. So his brother got him.
Could we have the Unabomber on the podcast? That's the question.
No, he's still in prison. He's still in jail.
What, they don't have Zoom in prison?
We could try and get him on the podcast.
I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, he's killed three people, but, you know, Alistair Campbell gets to be on TV.
That's true. Alistair Campbell does get to be on TV. What was, yeah, remember when Hancock was in the jungle? Bad, we, you know, fucking fuck Matt Hancock. What a dick. He shouldn't be on I'm a Celebrity. But it's funny, no one cared when Alistair Campbell got the Piers Morgan role. Hmm. And actually, Alistair Campbell's worse than Piers Morgan. I don't say that about almost anyone. That's what's funny about Piers Morgan has that show called Piers Morgan on Serial Killers. And it's like, you just... You've managed to find the only people in the world that are worse than this guy.
Yeah. He had to go. He had to
even
go deep.
Some of them, you know, when it's like, yeah, I killed my family, you go, they might.
What did they do first? Yeah.
Yeah. Early in his imprisonment, Kaczynski befriended Ramzi Youssef and Timothy McVeigh, the perpetrators of 9/11 World Trade Center bombing and the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. That's a crew you don't want hanging out.
No.
Why are they in the same jail? And also, you just go, oh, it's those guys just in the corner talking. You're, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Well, we know what they're talking about.
Yeah, of course they're
talking
about.
How to blow things up.
They're talking about bombs. But he, so they did a sale of all his stuff. Like unmade bombs that he was in the process of making.
Okay.
$250,000 raised.
What, people just were like, I want one.
Yeah, people want one. It's weird what people want, you know? Like, would you, I wouldn't want one. I think I'm all right.
Yeah.
$250,000.
And then...
You could get four Birkin bags for that.
I'd mail it to someone as a prank.
What, the bomb?
Yeah.
And go, it's only half made.
Yeah. But then they'd be terrified because someone mailed them a bomb.
But then maybe it would go off by mistake. Then you'd be in jail and I'd sell your jacket.
Okay.
That you were wearing at the time.
Yeah.
And then me and Jody could have a nice little holiday.
Where would you go?
Bahamas.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Lionel Messi,
what?
Love the Bahamas.
He goes there every year. Probably got a house there. Wayne Rooney has a house there. 1987, this shocked me. I thought this was more recent, but Starbucks opened outside of the USA. I didn't know that they'd been going that long at all. Did you? I thought Starbucks was a noughties thing.
Yeah, I'm a big Starbucks connoisseur.
Are you actually?
A lot like...
It's better than Nero, isn't it?
Lionel Messi.
Shut up about Messi. I shouldn't have brought it up. It was one that I gambled with. I went, oh, but Bobby's not into football. But I didn't realize it would go. I thought anything, you'd just not be interested. But your being interested is worse, actually.
So you're upset that I'm interrupting your historical lecture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
Fake facts about
with
Lionel
fake facts
Messi.
That aren't helping anyone at all. But yeah, so Starbucks opened. What I like about Starbucks as a company is, like most companies, they have a segment on their Wikipedia called Racial Controversies. They've been accused of racial bias and discrimination on several occasions. Starbucks settled a lawsuit in 1994 after two employees were dismissed because of their race, age, and sex. Whoa. You're too young.
You're not white.
You're not white.
And you're a...
And you're a woman. Oh, here we go. A black woman filed
yeah,
suit.
Yeah, well, there we go. Yeah, well, that was obviously what it was going to be.
After a direct supervisor, the regional vice president said he would like to call her Toby, a slave name which was given to African Kunta
Kinte
in TV miniseries Roots.
Okay, hey.
Her co-worker spoke on her behalf and she was fired. Excuse me, Mrs. On £2 an hour or dollars at the time, whatever minimum wage at the time. I want to call you Toby after a slave. Unbelievable. 2008, a former African-American Starbucks engineer sued the company for discrimination after his supervisor failed to address racist bullying he was experiencing at the workplace, instead giving him extra work due to his complaining. So in 2009, 2014, a Milwaukee Starbucks employee called the police when they noticed a black man sleeping in a park. What's less dangerous than a man sleeping in a fucking park? It's not like he's wanking in the park, which resulted in the police officer... Oh, Jesus
Christ. You really got to read the stories.
I
got to
read the whole story. Oh, my God. Resulted in the police officer killing the man by shooting him 14 times, prompting protest. What the fuck? America, by the way. I was on Twitter. You know, on Twitter, they can just show, like, porn and murder.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always come up, but sometimes it does. And there was this thing that someone...
Sometimes you have a lucky day.
American guy
tweeted... Foreign and murder, my day.
American guy tweeted going, what would you have done in this situation? So I don't know what the situation is. Clicked on it. It's a guy holding up a shop. It turns out he's got a fake gun.
Okay.
Balaclava on, holding up a shop, stealing wallets. Goes to walk out the shop. This man's... He's nodding his head. He's got this download.
Yeah.
It's his screensaver. This man steps up as the guy's walking out the shop, so he's leaving. Shoots him like five times in the back, goes up to him and shoots him twice in the head. And everyone was like, play with fire, you get fucking burnt. What a gun swore. Dude, it's like, one, why does this guy have a fucking gun in a Starbucks anyway?
I would say that guy still went to jail for murder, probably.
Well, he's on trial at the moment.
Yeah, he's going to go to jail.
I think he'll get off.
No, if you shoot someone in the back...
And then
you
twice
lose.
In the head from close range.
Well, they still have a gun. They might turn around and shoot you back. Once you've started, you got to finish
the
job.
He won't go for life, though. He'll probably get like 2 years.
Yeah.
He'll make friends with someone who's in for smoking weed who's got 10 years, and he'll get out 8 years before them. See you in a bit, man. Yeah, 14 times. When he's asleep, that's apt. Nice one, Starbucks employee. It's fucking gross. Did I tell you about I was in outside Costa in Victoria? And this man came out with a bucket of water and just threw it on this homeless guy who sat outside. The manager did. And I was like, you fucking piece of shit.
Wait, did you say that, though?
Yeah, I saw him loads.
When was this?
I wanted to film him, but he like went into the back bit. This is when I was doing that herb job. So, like, 2019.
So,
I'm walking along. The homeless man sat outside. It was Costa, one of those coffee shops.
Or summer or winter?
It was winter. It was cold. It was Pret. And he sat outside, blanket over him. And this man just comes out. Dick, complete top, like gelled hair, came out, threw the bucket over this guy, and went in. I was like swearing, me and the homeless guy were like swearing at this guy.
What a fucking cunt.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I hope he lost his job due to COVID and ended up homeless.
He was quite in good shape.
You think he'd do well as a homeless person?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying he died of COVID. Oh, no, he is homeless, yeah.
Lost his job. Mm.
Yeah.
I hope COVID killed him.
Yeah. Well, he's probably... Life won't be nice to him if you do that stuff to people, you know?
Or it'd be great.
With any luck, he goes to, like, Mexico on holiday and someone shoots him in the face. Anyway.
You should work at Starbucks with that attitude.
In 2015, Starbucks Race Together campaign. Race Together. When baristas were instructed to write the phrase Race Together on customers' cups, that's not good. With the aim to start a national dialogue about race. It's not a dialogue about race. It's on your product. It's a dialogue about you.
No, they were trying to change their image. Yeah. They had all these negative race stories. They're like, okay, we want to be a friend.
It's like me going like, so my stand-up special is coming out. And this is actually true. On January 29th, it is coming out.
I heard that. Yeah.
It is coming out on YouTube. January 29th. Please listen, watch it, share it. Thank you. But that's like me going, my special's coming out. And I think everyone should write, share my special, write hashtag race together. To raise awareness of racism via my stand-up special. This has nothing to do.
I feel like your hashtag would be, please watch, I need this.
I need this.
You'd go pathetic beg quick.
Yeah. Race together on our cup. Starbucks, race together. Heavily criticized and received backlash. I mean, of course it fucking is. Who are these people? I love that this is actually thought up in an ideas room. And then they have like 100 people look over it and they go, yeah. Like the Pepsi Kendall Jenner advert. That was brilliant. Well, did you ever see the McDonald's advert when the dad's dead?
I think you told me about
this. Yeah, the dad dies of cancer. And the kid's like, what was dad like? And the mum's like, he was really good at football. And the kid's like, did dad like going to school? And she goes, he loved reading. And then they go to McDonald's. He goes, can I have a fillet of fish? And the mum goes, just like your dad you are. That's what he ordered. And it just goes to McDonald's, and you're like, this is such a...
I love it.
Fucking
and
gross.
That's why dad died of a heart attack.
Yeah, no, died of cancer. It was the fillet of fish that killed him. Burger King should be nice. Should have gone to Burger King. Yeah. In 2018, 3 years after the Race Together campaign, two black men were arrested and escorted out of a Philadelphia Starbucks after the staff called the police because they refused to leave. The video of the incident quickly became viral and sparked widespread outrage. In 2018, an incident, a black man was denied the code for the restaurant for not being a customer, even though at the same time a white woman was given that code before ordering anything. The code thing's bad, isn't it? Because I always need a piss. And, well, when I was doing that delivery job, my one foot all the time. I took a lot of pisses in public. I'm not proud to say it, but I didn't want to have to buy a coffee every time I needed a piss, because you have a piss and the coffee, you need another piss.
That's actually, and for you, if you drink a coffee, you need to piss immediately.
A lot, and I need a lot of pisses with coffee. So it was just like this never-ending cycle. You just cut, you're on this treadmill you can't get off, you know what I mean?
Pissing and buying
so
a coffee.
So the code was like, you know...
You could have bought a cookie.
Was a real, yeah, I could have bought a cookie.
You could have bought a cookie.
That's true.
But every time.
Trying to lose weight as well.
Like 10 cookies.
Yeah, it was like, Rich put on 5 stones. Like, yeah, I need a lot of pisses. So that's not good. They were, in 2020, prohibit women wearing Black Lives Matter symbols or phrases on their clothing or accessories. That's quite the wheel back from Race Together, isn't
well,
it?
Well, they went the other way.
Well, it wasn't our campaign.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing with Black Lives. It's not Starbucks affiliated. this is bad. 2021, Starbucks in Ireland was fined €12,000 after an Irish Thai customer received her order with a racist drawing on the cup. Can you imagine meeting a Thai person with an Irish accent? Probably lots out there, but you know what I mean? That'd be quite interesting. You go, ah, didn't expect that. I've never met an Irish Thai person. I thought of something interesting the other day. What if you're a white guy,
okay,
but you're brought up in China with Chinese parents,
okay,
so you have the voice, but everyone you meet seems to be being racist?
That would be tough. Wait, what would they sound like, Red?
You're not doing it.
What would
but
they
you
sound
know,
like?
You can imagine.
No, but I don't. I can't.
Like Bruce Lee. No, but you know what I mean. That's what it would be weird, wouldn't it? They go, be, oh, hi, man, I'm, and you go, ah, and they go, all right, stop this. What is this? What is this horrible racist character act you're doing? Yeah, tough life. But
have you heard of foreign accent syndrome?
No, what's that?
It's when people have a brain injury and then they start talking in a foreign accent. There's an old lady who speaks in Jamaican patois on YouTube, and she's great.
Really? Yeah. Nice. Is that like when you have ADHD and become a pedophile because you overdid your medicine?
Well, no one knows what we're referencing. We're referencing a comedian who pled guilty to possessing child porn. We went almost a whole episode without talking about child pornography, but yeah. We're here. A comedian... pled guilty to possessing child pornography. Who we know.
I've never met him or heard of him.
Well, he knew of you. He told me he wasn't a fan.
Fuck him.
He told me, and this is coming from him, he thought you were creepy.
Well, from this second forward, I will no longer speak to that man.
Okay, just for that reason.
He was booked for my gig next week.
Okay, but not unbooked.
Unbooked now.
He pled guilty to possessing child pornography, but he said he had taken ADHD medication, an overdose of ADHD medication, which gave him OCD, and then he downloaded a bunch of pornography, and then because he just downloaded all this pornography, he accidentally downloaded some child pornography, as you do. We've
you know
all been
like.
There.
One minute you're streaming super bad, the next you've got indecent images of children. It's happened to everyone.
It's happened to everyone. And then it was on his Google Drive, because, you know, when you download a mass of pornography, you put it onto the cloud. Not a hard drive. Not a hard drive.
We need to make sure it is what it is.
Just on the cloud so your kids and your wife can stumble upon it. He couldn't get into his Google. He got locked out of his Google, this he said. And so he got someone from Google to get into his account, and then they found child pornography. That's what he said on Twitter, but what he said in his statement was that he tried to sell devices, and then they found it that way. So he said two different accounts on different platforms of how he ended up accidentally possessing this child pornography. Then he pled guilty just to save his family.
Yeah,
but he didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
He also said he's taken a lie detector test to to prove or make sure he's not a pedophile.
Which is convenient because he got his 8-year-old kid a spy kit for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Which came with a lie detector test.
That's like a bowling ball gift because he's going to use it.
He's used it and it's proved him not guilty.
Yeah, so he's... It's weird because I did know him. I did. Well, he's dead, really.
I feel bad. I feel bad for everyone involved.
Yeah. Except him, really. I don't know if I feel bad.
I know. I don't feel bad for him, but I feel, you know, it's like when you got family and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
bad.
And, yeah, so that's sad. I shouldn't have brought it up. But, you know, sometimes in life you've got to face these hard truths.
But also the story, releasing that story where you say you get OCD from ADHD medication. It's a funny tale to weave when your back is against the wall.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed.
And on that note, perhaps we should depart.
We'll depart. We're going to head over to Patreon now. So if you're Patreon, stay tuned in. If you're not a Patreon, you are missing out.
You are.
Because this week we have none other than Prince Andrew and the Omaha Bomber as guests. So it's going to be interesting. Tensions were high, to say the least. Wait, we haven't recorded. Tensions are going to be high, to say the least.
I think what Red meant to say was the Oklahoma Bomber.
Who's the Omaha Bomber?
There is no Omaha Bomber. No one's ever bombed Omaha.
It would be weird if it happened now. Well, I'm going to Google that quickly. Sorry, Evan, we're not ending the episode until I'm proved right.
There is no Omaha Bomber.
How do you even spell Omaha? Fucking hell.
Omaha, exactly how it sounds.
Okay, go on, try and spell it.
Huh?
Spell it with letters. Go on.
O-M-A-H-A.
No. O-M-A-G-H, smarty pants. Think before you speak. Oh, yeah, there is. The Omaha bombing. Unlucky. The bombing caused both outrage. It was in Omaha. Oh, it's in Northern Ireland.
Oh, you're talking about Omar.
Omar. Omar.
I thought there's no G in Omar.
No, because...
We're talking about Ireland.
This was written by a Thai-Irish person, so the pronunciation's a little different.
Just...
Anyway.
I'm going to kill myself, and Red's going to do the Patreon episode with my dead body.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe. Year is pod.
Best episode yet.
Patreon.com/year is pod. Thank you very much.
And also, my special's coming out 29th of January, Sunday. Share it. It's my birthday the next day. Don't say happy birthday. Just share the special. Thank you so much. And thank you to our super genius Patreons, Christopher. Spencer, I kind of don't. His car got declined, but he's back, or he's not back, but he's going to be back. But we love you, Spencer.
And Matthew.
And Matthew. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also, I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks for Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.